sitting on the airplane coming home from Boston. I had my laptop out on my lap, and I was sitting there working on the message for this morning. And I had the scripture passage up on the screen, and I was looking at it and thinking about it and trying to figure out how I'm going to address this passage from Mark's gospel. I had given it some thought before I left to go on retreat, and now that I was coming home, I needed to focus my attention on it. And of course, as I'm sitting there doing that, my neighbor sitting next to me in those sardine seats, you know how you sit there, my neighbor sitting next to me, looking over my shoulder, being nosy, noticed that I was looking at Scripture. So he said, "Are you a preacher?" And I said, "Yes, I'm a pastor of a church in Dallas." And he says, "What you doing?" And I said, "Getting ready for my sermon on Sunday." And he started looking at what the text was. He says, "Oh, yes, the second coming of Jesus. Isn't that going to be great?" And I looked at him and says, "Well, I guess it depends on your interpretation, doesn't it?" And he began telling me about how he believed in the tribulation and how he believed in the concept of the rapture and how all good Christians weren't going to have to worry about the wrath of God and how we weren't going to have to worry about anything, that God was going to take us out of this mess and we could be free. Kind of like in the game of Monopoly. When you get out of jail free card. They look at Jesus and the faith as sometimes being that. There are many different theories and many different ideas, and I'm not going to go into any of that today. Instead, I'm going to look at the nature of the season of Advent. What we're about here in the church. Why we go about doing this. We have a season in the church for Easter, to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus. We have Holy Week before it, in which we remember the Last Supper and remember His death on the cross. We have the season of Pentecost, beginning with Pentecost Sunday, in which we remember and celebrate the presence of the Holy Spirit in the life of the church. We have Christmas, in which we celebrate the incarnation of God, His conception and His birth in Bethlehem of Judea. What is this season of Advent? What's it about? What event in the creeds with regards to the faith of the church is missing in the seasons of the church year? If you look very carefully, you see there's no time in the church year in which we talk about the second coming or the return of Jesus, except in Advent. We begin the season of Advent, the first two Sundays on the lectionary, looking at passages of Scripture that deal with the coming of God in glory. We have one of those hymns today, our closing hymn, which in your hymnal is on page 213, is an example of this. "Lift up your heads, ye mighty gates. Behold, the King of glory waits. The King of kings is drawing near. The Savior of the world is here. Fling wide the portals of your heart. Make it a temple set apart. From earthly use for heaven's employ, adorned with prayer and love and joy. Redeemer, come, with us abide. Our hearts to thee we open wide. Let us thy inner presence feel, thy grace and love in us reveal." It's a hymn not about Bethlehem and a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes laying in a manger. It's a hymn not about shepherds coming from their flocks to adore. It's a hymn not about three wise guys coming in to give presents to the baby Jesus. It's a hymn, a song of praise about what it means to live in the real presence of God today, in the kingdom of God, in the here and the now, It is a song about what it means to celebrate the coming Creator of the universe to be with us and within us. Love the wording. Fling wide the portals of your heart. We're called to be open to the almighty presence of God. Open to the inner presence of the Creator. The first two Sundays of Advent are a time to prepare for the coming and present kingdom of God. The now and the not yet. The kingdom that is here today, now in our presence, and the kingdom that is still to come that we are called to participate in bringing in and that we are called to receive. We have a calling these first two Sundays of Advent. When we light the first candle and then the second, we have a calling to be ready and to prepare for the return of Christ. It is a time, the season of the church here, in which we talk about the coming of God to be with us. And we begin by looking at the return. The return and current will presence of God in Jesus Christ. On the Sunday that we light, not the pink candle, but the rose candle, on this Sunday, we turn. We shift our focus from the coming and present kingdom of God to the coming in Bethlehem of Judea over 2,000 years ago of that little baby, that little gift, the presence of God encased, incarnate, enfleshed in Jesus of Nazareth. And then the final candle we light the Sunday before Christmas. And then the candle in the center we light on Christmas Eve, proclaiming that the King of Kings is here. He is born. We proclaim it and we celebrate it. Advent is a time of preparation, a preparation for the coming and present kingdom of God. And the coming and present Lord Jesus Christ. So we have some interesting passages here from Mark. I can remember the guy reading over my shoulder. And of course, he just loved to settle in on beginning in verse 26. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in clouds with great power and glory. Then he will send out the angels and gather his elect from the four winds, from the ends of the earth to the ends of heaven. Ah, he said. Right there, that's the rapture, he said. Is it the rapture, or is it as it appears to be the calling of all people to be part of the family of God, the calling of all of the elect, which means those whom God has called to be part of the family of God, from the four winds, from the whole world. In the end, that is what we are, the called of God. From the fig tree, learn its lesson. As soon as its branches become tender and puts forth its leaves, you know that summer is near. So also, when you see these things taking place, you know that he is near at the very gates. And at that point, I had to entertain the fellow as he talked to me about all the things that had been taking place recently in the world that was the proof that Jesus was coming again soon. I'm an historian. These kinds of things have been going on for a very long time. For 2,000 years, even. But he didn't want to hear that. So I pointed to Scripture and I said, "But about that day or hour, no one knows. Neither the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. Beware, keep alert, for you do not know when the time will come." That's the interesting dichotomy in Advent. We know when the birth of Jesus is. We know we celebrate it on December the 25th. We also know that he really wasn't born on December the 25th. That's just when we celebrate it. But we know that date. When I was a kid, we had a countdown clock that we had in both my room and my brother's room. And that countdown clock was a strip of felt, and on it had buttons. There were 25 buttons for the days prior to Christmas. And every night when we'd go to bed, we'd take off one of those buttons. And it seemed like it took forever to go from the top to the bottom where a little bell was. It took forever to go through those days. Nowadays, it feels like we get past November the 30th and oops, it's here. Who's got their Christmas presents yet? Anybody? Everybody? I know. Those who raise their hands, people go, ugh. But this year, I do. Wow. Miracle. It's a short time period. The time is so short. To a kid, it seemed to take forever. And we would count down the days and days till Christmas. But we knew it was coming. It never changed. It was always the same. December 25th. Till we get to Christmas Eve night, take off that last button, and ring the bell. Christmas was here. It was always exciting in that build-up to it. We know when we celebrate the birth of Jesus, but you don't know about that coming kingdom of God. And I pointed to that fella sitting next to me. I pointed to the scripture and I said, see, all this speculation and debate and study and theorizing about when Jesus is going to return, here he says, and the angels in heaven and even he himself don't know. Only God, the Creator, the Father in heaven knows. And of course, he didn't want to hear that. And then I read the last part to him. Therefore, keep awake, for you do not know when the master of the house will come, in the evening, or at midnight, or at cockcrow, or at dawn, or else he may find you asleep when he comes suddenly. And what I say to you, I say to all, keep awake. And that's our challenge. Regardless of how you understand concepts about the second coming, regardless of how you understand these theoretical ideas, the challenge is to keep awake, be aware, be active in the life of the kingdom of God today, now. Be present in the life of the kingdom of God today, now. As if you are. If you're present in the life of the family of God, if you're present in the life of the kingdom of God, if you're active in the family of God, what does it matter when it is or how it is? Fling wide the portals of your heart. Allow the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the Creator of the universe, to come and dwell within, so that you might shine forth the love of God to all whom you meet. So that you might shine forth the love of God to the whole world. In this season, and you watch the disaster going on in Mumbai, I have a good friend. He and his wife are traveling next year to India. They've got arrangements, reservations to stay in the Taj Hotel. In fact, they were looking at pictures of it, and it's the exact same thing that they were expecting to go see and do. And now they're sitting there going, do we dare go on that trip? Looking at the world around us, looking at the stock market, looking at the disaster in the economy, looking at the war that's still going on, looking at all the difficulties that people are facing these days, it can be difficult to be excited and expectant. But we are called to be open to the presence of God and to share that presence with others, even and especially within the midst of difficult times. My sisters and brothers in Christ, I want to encourage all of us to be willing to be open, to fling wide the portals of our hearts and be open to the presence of God in our midst on these next three Sundays. And as we approach Christmas, as we make that turn from looking forward into today to looking back, may we be ready to receive the Christ child anew by faith. And may we be ready, therefore, to share the love of God with all.
You have been listening to a sermon by Dr. Gregory Neal, Senior Pastor of St. Stephen United Methodist Church and Rector of Grace Incarnate Ministries. Copyright 2008 by Dr. Gregory S. Neal. All rights reserved. For more information or to listen to other sermons by Dr. Neal, visit us on the web at www.revneal.org. That's www.revneal.org. You are also invited to visit us in person at St. Stephen United Methodist Church, 2520 Oates Drive, Mesquite, Texas, 75150. This program was produced by Dr. Greg Neal.